Let me do this recording real fast. So I did some Uber runs after work, and we're gonna take me a break and probably do some more, Lord willing. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. Mother Earth is designed to birth in some natural creatures, but to push you out, eventually push you out of the natural into the spiritual. I just dropped this guy off who was in he was like 78 years old, been in Florida Street Baptist Church his whole life. He said it disbanded and it really hurt him. And I tried to explain to him, I said, whether it's a church, whether it's somebody dying, whether it's getting a kidney stone, whether it's everything in the natural realm is designed to push you away from the natural realm. In other words, to get you not dependent on this, to set your affections below. So a lot of people, and he made the comment after I said a few things, a lot of people just, all that he said this, after I explained it to him in pretty much detail, he said, yeah, I noticed a lot of people in my life, they just think about stuff, you know. I said, the more stuff you own, the more it owns you. And I told him, I said, the reason there's nothing down here, because we were talking about how the city has changed over the years. I said, the reason things change and the reason things are the way they are is to get you not focused on things below and set your affection above, you know? And by setting your affections above, you're in steady state. And then while everything around you is crumbling and destroying and falling apart. Now, this guy was 77 years old, something like that. And he said the church just didn't have enough people to pay the bills, you know. And I said, well, why didn't they just get a tent and put a tent out in the yard instead of going in debt over a church, you know. I said, that's what gets me about these churches. You could get a tent, a nice tent for $1,000 and be done. And everybody could have a tent meeting, you know. I said, that's what gets me about these 501(c)s. It's just all about, I said, what worries me is, they compromise the truth just to keep people in there who have money, and they just want their money, you know. So they compromise with the truth, a lot of them. I said, not all of them, but just to keep people in there, keep coming back, you know. He said, I can understand all of what you're saying. He said, I think I do. I didn't go into detail like I do on my channel, on my audio, on my website, but I went into pretty good detail, I thought, and he was grasping the concept. But it's sad that he's been in church all his life, and he didn't even understand to a certain level, you know. I had to speak baby talk to him, you know. I had to talk baby talk, spiritual baby talk, you know. It's sad. Somebody who's 77, been in church all their life, why do I have to talk baby talk to him? Why can't I just say it flat out without offending him? Because that's the whole system. Back to what I'm saying, the system is putting all these little circus bells and whistles and all this stuff in front of you to get your affections to stay on something down here when it's all going to let you down. The very last thing is your body's going to let you down. You're going to die. Your spouse is going to let you down. Your kids are going to let you down. Your parents, your friends, your neighbor, your church. Like I said, his church disbanded. He said it hurt him. And I was trying to give him an understanding that this stuff happens so that we don't set our affections below. And I couldn't go into detail and say what I'm going to say. Like, the whole Mother Earth cycle is to birth you out of this place. Mother Earth's trying to push out the baby to make a spiritual copy. The Earth groans for its new body, you know? The creation groans for its new body. Everything's going to be renovated, and there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, and it's not going to be like this one. No more tears, no more pain, no more separation. It's going to be totally different. There's not going to be some red versus blue. There's not going to be waves, the ocean waves, because time is befallen, and the only reason we have waves is because time is befallen. There's not going to be any need for cycles or birthing, because you're already in the new heaven and new earth, you know. And think about the woman's cycle. It doesn't last her whole lifetime. It's only for a season. That's why a lot of women go crazy. If they're not pregnant by the time they're 30, some of them, they go crazy, and they want to get pregnant no matter what. Seriously. They'll divorce. If they're not getting pregnant with one man, they'll go find another one behind the scenes just so they can get pregnant. That's why, do you think that back in the day, before the DNA test, people find out years later, oh, that wasn't my child. Because the woman will go bizarro. She will go off the deep end if she don't have a kid by the time she's 30. Not all women, but most women. And most women see a woman with kids and they don't have, they're jealous. I was married to one of these. They're jealous, and they'll do they'll compromise their faith, their beliefs. They'll lie, they'll divorce, they'll run the streets. They'll do anything they can. If they're not getting pregnant, they're gonna go to the doctor and get the doctor to, I mean, that's what they live for. That's their whole. They'll compromise. They'll marry somebody that they don't even love because they got to get that baby, you know. It's built into them. It's built into them. Not all women, but most women, if they ain't pregnant by 30, their time, their clock's going to an end. And they're trying to hurry up and get pregnant. My mom told me that. I didn't believe it. But then as I got older, I started seeing it, and I said, oh, yeah, she was right. She told the truth. A lot of times a woman will marry. She'll marry you, but she don't even love you. She don't even know what love is. She'll marry a narcissistic, psychopath woman. She just wants to. It's not about love. It's about security. It's not the kind of love that the Bible talks about. It's all about the natural realm. So anyway, the natural realm is designed to draw your attention and keep your attention down here. And it's trying to find what you want in this realm, and what bells and whistles can distract you, what circus merry-go-round can keep you occupied, and they'll put it in your face. It's all painted face. It's all fake. It's all... Everything that you look at down here, I don't care what business, I don't care what career path, I don't care what school, education, I don't care what you do, it's just a lipstick on a pig. And that lipstick on a pig is designed to pull you in and get you trapped in the natural mind instead of setting your affections above. And the types and shadows are obvious. It's a fractal. And what's happening spiritually is happening in the natural. That's why you see a lot of these women sticking their feet up on these, showing their whatever. They want your attention, and you wouldn't want to be married to one of them, I put it that way. And I'm sure it's true for the women when they're being drawn in by the narcissistic man, you know. But just speaking from a man's perspective, so if it's a woman listening, put it in your perspective, you know. But whether it's a man or a woman, the whole system's designed. That's what the whole system's a narcissistic system. Join our corporation. We'll take care of you. Lie. We'll give you. We'll be there for you. Lie. Come join us. You'll get paid good. You'll be fulfilled, lie. As soon as you join, they want you to work 80 hours a week, and you don't have a life outside of them. It's all lies. It's all lies. And it's not going to change because it's designed that way. So that you don't set your affections below. Even your own business. Even your own business. Why these people who have these nice... Okay, so let's say all these rich people, right? And they own a business. Why do they keep buying more businesses? Buying more business. Well, I'll make a deal with you. I'll get 20% of profits and I'll give you $1 million to start this business. And then they go to another one. I'll give you 15%. I'll take 15% profit and I'll give you $10 million to do this business. These people are never have enough. The eye is never full. The natural realm, as you rise up and you accomplish certain things, there's something else out there that you got to do. Look at Trump. He was bored with his hotel business. Now he's wanting to be president. What happens after president? What do they do next? They go around and do talks. And then eventually they become irrelevant. Irrelevant. Because they're too old and all the new ones come up. It's a recycling system. The youngs take over and they just do it over and over. It's just over and over and over. You might say, well, why are all the presidents old? Because people get... It takes a while to get to let everything else go. And you say, well, the only thing else to do is be a president. I've done it all, you know. I've been a senator. I've been a mayor. I've been this. So what else is there? I've got enough money. I got a million, trillion, whatever they get. I'm just going to be president then. Nobody would vote for Gates, thank God. But you see the red versus blue. The Cain and Abel rising up in our system. But behind the scenes, it's the devil behind the scenes. The God of this world's the devil. You can fight it all day long, but the devil is the God of this world. The Bible makes it clear. So the system is just trying to put an apple out there for you to grab hold of that you'll never attain it. You know, there's a... Once you get to, you might get this goal, but then there's going to be another goal, and then another goal, another goal. Let's say there's some young dude, he's chasing these women all over. So he's got to get this pretty girl, and then you get another one, one that's prettier and a prettier. And then the women, they're doing their facelifts. They got to be a little bit prettier. They got to get their hair changed and their hair color, and they got to, you see what I'm saying? They got to get implants. I mean, that's how the world thinks. And it's, what I'm saying is those women who are putting stuff in their lips and their boobs and their butts and all that to look more attractive, that's what I'm saying about the world. The world's always trying to be more attractive to you to pull you back to the natural mind instead of the spiritual mind. And once you see through it that this is the whole game, as you get older, and you don't even have to be older. As you get spiritually older, spiritually wise, you realize their music, their media, their TV, their internet, their website, none of it draws your attention. Because you know it's a painted face, Botox. What do they call it when they put that stuff in their lips? Botox. It's ridiculous. And it's hilarious. I got to get, okay, so these people, I got to have this nice house and 2.5 kids, white picket fence. So they get married to somebody and they end up hating the person, but they stay for the kids and they stay because of the church. And they're fighting like cats and dogs. And then the next thing you know, they're so to the point now, they're stuck and they hate each other, but they got to keep that outward show, that outward image, you see. It's all fake. God designed it this way, though, because you're not supposed to stay in the natural mind. You're supposed to be birthed into the spirit mind. And when you get birthed into the spirit mind, no matter where you're at, what you're doing, what job, what house, what city, what spouse, you can be content in all things because your spirit, you're not of this place. And they're always trying to see what you want so they can dangle it in front of you and turn you into a slave. Some kind of slave to their hobby, tradition, church, you know. There's always some kind of hobby that they want you spending your time and your money instead of setting your affections above and winning souls, you know.